Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 21 minutes to 6.
What happens when you put two musical darlings in one space with competing, distracting eye makeup and big hair? Well, Attention Seekers is the new offering from superstars Tash York and Dolly Diamond. And here to tell us more is Tash York. Welcome back to Joy Drive.
Hello. Thanks for having me, friends.
It's great to have you back. Now, before we get into the ins and outs of this show, you've just performed up in Port Douglas. Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was amazing. I have to say, learning lyrics and rehearsing a show in a spa or in a pool or in the sunshine is the only way that I'm ever learning lyrics to a show ever again, you know?
Do you think it made it easier or harder because you were like distracted by how comfortable you were?
I think it was a combo. I think it definitely made it easier to start the day. And then sometimes it made us, you know, by the time we were halfway through, be like, oh, but maybe we could just have a lie down and a nap. But it was also a good way of getting the locals to come to the show as well because they had to overhear us in the pool reciting lyrics. So
love it.
Now, it's called Attention Seekers. Are you both attention seekers or is it just Dolly Diamond?
Look, I think you know me well enough now, Warren, to know that I do love a sequin. I love a big eyelash and I love to, you know, have a drink or two and be the center of attention every now and then. So I think it's an affliction that I think a lot of us suffer from, but particularly Dolly and I, we're pretty bad for it, yeah.
Is that how the show came about? You kind of were like, wait a minute, we're very similar in the fact that we want all of the attention.
I think it was that. And I think it was also, you know, over the years we've worked together and we've never actually sat down and written something together. And so we sort of, you know, went through a whole bunch of ideas of things that we kind of are similar, like we're similarly interested in. And we thought, you know, getting attention and whether that be, you know, attention on stage or, you know, attention as in good vibes, you know, to people around you or, you know, also standing up for other people who might not be getting such good attention and, you know, standing up for our community and other people as well. The show was about all kinds of attention and making people feel, you know, like they can be themselves, basically.
Now, we work with people and we've all got friends and we have, you know, certain relationships and do certain things with them. But you just mentioned it's the first time you've actually written something together. How did that go? What's it like working together, doing something different?
It was definitely, we had very grand plans because Dolly's been living over in the UK. And so I went over to the UK just before the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And we thought we were going to be very organized and get, you know, the whole show written in 2 weeks. We'll go to Spain and we'll just write this and we'll write that. We sort of wrote bits and pieces. Don't recommend writing a show with someone who lives on the other side of the road, other side of the world.
The road would be fine. The world is a little harder.
But to be fair, we put a lot of it together and then it was finally, you know, getting together in front of each other, a quite exciting experience because, you know, you can kind of send things back and forth or, you know, if it's 3 a.m. in the morning for them and 9 a.m. in the morning for you, like you can convince each other of that things are really awesome. But sometimes that's where you come up with your best material because you're not judging yourselves too harshly.
We're chatting to cabaret performer, singer, mentor and MC Tash York about her new show with Dolly Diamond. It's called Attention Seekers. It is on November 25th at the Brunswick Ballroom here in Melbourne. Tash, you've just mentioned that you wrote the show with Dolly, you're performing it with Dolly. What are some of the new classic songs that we can expect to hear in this show?
There is a rather interesting version of the ABBA song, The Winner Takes It All.
Oh, it's a great song.
Warren loves ABBA.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. It's one of our power ballads.
It's such a good power ballad. It's about my journey through being a young girl looking towards the stars and figuring out which divas I would take for my own.
Yes.
To figure out my attention-seeking style when I grew up. So that's a particular favourite of mine. There's also some great costumes. In particular, there's a lovely number to Lady in Red, which is, I can't reveal too much, but it is one of my favorite things to do on stage that I think I've done in a long time. And it's just absolute silly clowning. Costumography, which I'll leave it at that. But
nice.
There's heaps of amazing songs in there. Lots of uplifting classic songs in there too.
Now, Tash, what would be your advice for someone if they wanted to get attention, but they didn't want people to think that they were getting attention?
I mean, it's all about in the framing of things, you know. We do it on social media all the time, you know, a bit of a vague status here, you know, not really giving all of the information. I think mystery has a lot to do with attention seeking, you know, because people are intrigued with what you're doing or what's happening. And if you don't give them all the answers, then they want to try and find out more, you know, and it's not you pushing it out there. It's them trying to find, you know, what's going on with you.
Love it.
Then they're seek. Yeah, there you go. The cogs are turning. I'm like, that's amazing. That's incredible. You mentioned the Lady in Red is one of your favorite things you've done recently. Kind of answers our question, but what is your favorite part about doing this show?
Honestly, getting to work with Dolly is pretty amazing.
Is it fun?
So much fun. Dolly, you know, took me under her wing when I first moved to Melbourne about 9 years ago. And so she you know, was presenting here at Joy, and that sort of thing gave me some of my first radio interviews when I was just a baby cabaret performer. So it's pretty amazing to have someone who's kind of been your mentor and someone that you've worked with as, you know, a backing singer, and then progressively together side by side and now writing a show together. For me, it's been a really wonderful experience, and still learning both from each other now, you know, how to compliment each other more and give each other space and, you know, not take up too much attention while the other one's on stage.
Tash, well, speaking of taking our attention, you are going to perform an improvised song for us.
I am, yes.
We thought we would sizzle it a moment and we'd come back to the improvised song. But the show is called Attention Seekers. It is playing at the Brunswick Ballroom on November 25th. For more info, you can head to tashyork.com. You'll join us for an improvised song next.
I absolutely will.
We cannot wait. Where are you now? You're on Joy Drive with Em Warren and the gorgeous Tash York is still in studio with us. We've been chatting about your new show, Attention Seekers.
It's, yes, we have.
With Dolly Diamond. Mm-hmm. Coming up next at the Brunswick Ballroom on November 25th. You have an improvised song that you do as part of the show. You thought you'd bring us a little taste of the show.
Yes, I do. So there's a part of the show where we talk about the fact that at your funeral is when you get the most attention in your life that you will ever, ever get. Which is true. Everyone's there. Everyone's talking about you. And you're not there to enjoy it. And so we thought it would be important for Dolly and I to make eulogies for each other throughout the show so that we can really know exactly maybe what it's a little taste of what it's going to be like. So obviously the fact that I improvise songs, I thought maybe I could get the audience out there to help me improvise a eulogy for Dolly Diamond via song.
So what we've done this afternoon is we've asked you for some words to describe Dolly Diamond. Tash, as always, you've not seen these words.
Promise.
Warren is exceptionally excited about one of these words.
The first one. Perfect.
So what is going to happen is Tash is going to be singing the song. Tash is going to point to Warren or I. We're going to tell her one of the words that you've sent through on the text line, and that is going to be completely improvised in that moment.
Okay.
And also it means that if anything is a little bit untoward, it's not my fault. It's whoever texted in's fault. So Dolly will still want to work with me on the 25th.
And I can confirm I've turned the screen away, yep, so you cannot see these words.
I absolutely cannot see them, okay. I promise.
All right. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
R.I.P. Dolly. R.I.P. Dolly. You left us in a hurry and we were so sad. Dolly, I hope you don't get mad because people say that you're
moist.
And that has always been your choice because drag is really hot and sweaty. Not that that's the case for you because, Dolly, you're a real woman through and through. I love you, Dolly, R.I.P. Please don't haunt me.
Sparkly.
Sparkly is the way that you are to me. Glistening from the trees. like a sparkly ghost during Pride March. Sometimes you were there and everybody has to care. Cause Dolly, you are number one.
Effervescent.
I really can now feel your presence. Oh, Dolly, you were so effervescent.
Oh. Amazing, as always, genuinely. How does she do it?
I have no idea. That's amazing.
It's really incredible, Tash. You've got to know.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I mostly come here to workshop it with you guys, and it always goes well. And then, you know, the ideas just get more and more from there. So thank you so much for having me on. It's always, always such a pleasure.
And I feel like Dolly would be really pleased with that eulogy.
She would be.
I think that was really nice. Yeah. We definitely get some very interesting words sometimes.
Probably ones we couldn't read on radio.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Although effervescent has come up twice already, which is pretty impressive considering. Nice. Yeah, moist actually came up, but also we were in far north Queensland. So that kind of made a lot of sense. Yeah.
Now, Tash, we're not letting you go because I've got my dog here, Fuzzy. Yes. He's 15 today. It's 15. His birthday today.
He's so adorable.
We want you to sing happy birthday to him.
I absolutely can do that. Everyone at home, make sure you sing along, Fuzzy. Fuzzy is right here staring me in the eyes. Let's do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fuzzy. Keep looking at me, Fuzzy. Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
Again.
Thank you.
Literally sleeping right now, but it's fine.
But you know who really appreciated it? Warren.
Yes!
Warren is so thrilled. So thank you so much.
I love you guys. Thanks, Em. Thanks, Warren.
Once again, the show is called Attention Seekers, Brunswick Ballroom, November 25th. And for more info, you can head to tashyork.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.